This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast that follows our journey of investing. Whether you're an absolute beginner or approaching Warren Buffett status, our aim is to help break down your barriers from beginning to dividend. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Why are you losing it there?
Oh, because I'm just sitting here. It's near the end of the year. I was just thinking, how many times have I done that intro, just like
that. You've changed the intro.
I have, yeah. I've changed it.
This has probably been like, what, 2 years?
Yeah, a good 2 years. So
it's been a great 2 years.
Great 2 years. But anyway, just it's that time of year, Ren. Not long to go until Christmas holidays and
the summer series.
And the summer series, which I think is probably our best summer series to date.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out there.
Best vibes, best information, best companies.
For those that have just joined us, every summer, Alec and I release 12 episodes back to back, where each episode is a deep dive on a particular company that's listed here in Australia or over in the US. Some fascinating companies that we cover. And this year, each episode, we also speak to an expert to get their view on the bull case, the bear case, metrics that matter, and company where it's going to be in 10 years. So some really interesting companies that we've covered. So make sure you tune into that while you're on the beach.
But that's not what we're doing this bonus episode to talk about today, because we want to share an episode from another podcast that Bryce and I do. Well, the whole team here at Equity Mates do.
Gold-winning podcast.
Yeah. Best business podcast at the Australian Podcast Awards in 2022. Pretty stoked.
Yeah.
The Dive, I'm sure people have heard us talking about it. Bryce and I did this episode earlier this week, as you're listening to this, on something that got all of us in the office pretty hot under the collar. And that is car companies charging monthly subscriptions. They've seen Spotify do it. They've seen Netflix do it. Now BMW wants to do it as well. The thing that gets us hot is it's for features that already exist. Mm. You want to be able to use your seat warmers?
Pay
$18 a month. You want to be able to access the full acceleration on your Mercedes? $12,000 a year.
$1,200. Yeah.
They could charge anything.
Yeah, they could.
So that's what we're talking about today. Fascinating topic.
Fascinating, yeah. Yeah, truly fascinating. But that's not all that we cover. The Dive is our exploration of exciting business stories where we pull back the curtains and understand the business behind a particular subject matter.
A couple of other ones we've done recently. Have you ever wondered why there are so many Thai restaurants?
Yes, good question.
Thai government conspiracy is all I will say. Not tinfoil hat. You're going to have to listen. Will farming be fully autonomous by 2030? Will food delivery services ever deliver profits? We looked at the Ticketmaster Taylor Swift debacle with the creatively titled title, Ticketmaster, It's Me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Pretty happy with that one. We looked at the collapse of REDcycle and asked why it's so hard to recycle a plastic bag. And we also looked at why 1/3 of large Australian companies pay no tax. Wide range of topics, all just things that we're really interested in or that go beyond the business news headlines. So if you're looking for something to listen to on a car trip, on the beach, on a flight, wherever you are over summer in Australia, over the Christmas period, over the holidays, can we suggest the dive?
All right, Ren. Well, without further ado, here is the episode that got us hot under the collar and maybe hot under the seat if you can afford it. Let's rip in. From Equity Mates Media, this is The Dive. I am your host, Bryce Leske. Now, close your eyes and dream with me for a moment. You've just bought your dream car, a new BMW that you've been saving all your life for. It set you back $80,000. The obvious first step is to take a long drive along the highway. It's the beginning of winter. The air is cool. You've got the roof down. Life is feeling great. You start to feel a bit chilly, so naturally you go to turn on the inbuilt seat warmers for a little extra comfort. Then the daydream turns to a nightmare. The display screen flashes a sign saying you are not subscribed to the seat warming package. You will be charged per minute to access this feature. What the? It's not just a first world nightmare. This is the reality. Right now, car makers are adding subscription costs to access certain features in their cars. It is Monday, the 5th of December, and today I want to know, why are car makers charging monthly subscriptions, and what does the future of buying a car look like? To do this, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. This episode's going to get people angry.
It is. Well, Ren, this year we've seen BMW and Mercedes introduce subscription-only features in some of their cars. We've always had optional extras, but how is this different?
Important distinction right from the top. You're right. Optional extras have always been a part of the car buying process. You walk into the dealership, you buy the car, and the dealer tries to upsell you. Tinted windows, leather seats, it's a decades-old story.
Rims?
Yeah, you got some chrome
alloys,
chrome spinning rims on yours. Yeah, 2010 Honda Jazz.
Yeah. A bit older, but yeah.
Yeah. But look, this story is different. Rather than a one-off payment for an upsell, car makers are now embracing the software business model and they're looking to generate monthly revenues. Tesla really pioneered this model with their over-the-air software updates. You can update a Tesla like you update an iPhone. But if you can update software over the air, aka over the internet, you can also sell software in the same way. Tesla used to sell cars with battery packs that had their range limited by software, and owners had to pay a fee to unlock the battery's full capacity. And this is really where this is different, and this is really where people's blood starts to boil. For many of the traditional upsells, you're paying once for an additional feature. The 2010 Honda Jazz didn't have tinted windows, you pay extra, now it does have tinted windows. But in the case of these monthly subscriptions, a lot of the time you're paying companies to remove a software block on functionality that already exists, that's already in the car. And Tesla aren't alone. BMW, Mercedes, Volkswagen, Toyota, Audi, Cadillac, and Porsche have all dabbled in this subscription model.
Dave, if this was the case, would you pay for these heated seats?
Hard no. I was shocked by the story because I just always figured, look, heated seats are a luxury you pay for when you buy your car. You either have it or you do not.
You hate to see it. Your blood's at about 60 degrees right now. I feel it's going to get to 100 pretty soon.
Now, Bryce, I want to boil your blood.
Okay.
I want to see what you would pay. I want to play a bit of a game here. I'm going to rattle off some of these subscription offerings. You tell me how much you'd pay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start with heated seats for your BMW.
Should be free.
But what are you going to pay?
$12 a month.
$18 a month is what they're charging. What about getting Apple CarPlay in your BMW?
I mean, again, should be free, but heated seats, 12, CarPlay should be 6.
Well, they charge this yearly, $80 a year.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Now, every Toyota post-2018 comes with a fob key.
Yep.
But if you want to unlock remote start with your fob key.
Yeah. So if you're in the supermarket, you want to start your car before you get there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
How much would you pay?
$200 a year.
$80 a year.
Right? Okay.
Or you can pay $8 a month.
Okay.
What about this? Mercedes, if you want to unlock faster acceleration on your new Mercedes.
I mean, this is getting a bit ridiculous. $120 a month.
$1,200 a year.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
What about this? BMW high beam assist, where the front-facing cameras on the car recognize the car's coming the other way.
I have been in a car that does this, and it is good.
Okay.
But I know he didn't pay for it. So, again, it's like, it was in a Mercedes, though. BMW high beam assist, $10 a month?
$259 a year.
Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding.
Last but not least, Tesla self-driving. There's an upfront payment and then a monthly subscription.
Yeah, see, I thought Tesla would come with self-driving, but I mean, it's got to be $200 a month.
You nailed it. There's an upfront payment, I think it's about $15,000, and then $200 a month from there.
Jeez. To unlock a feature of what is meant to be their competitive advantage and selling point.
Yeah. And the last one that I want to say, and this one really boils my blood.
Yes, so you're at 80 degrees right now.
Toyota Safety Connect.
You want me to pay for a safety feature?
An already inbuilt safety feature.
Surely a dollar a month.
$8 a month or $80 a year.
Oh my goodness, unbelievable. So we've got BMW heated seats, we've got Mercedes acceleration and Tesla self-driving. What is? How does this actually work? Is it just like Netflix?
Sort of. It's delivered over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over-the-air updates is the term of art here. But it's an internet update that then unlocks features for hardware that's often already installed. It means that these cars already come with the ability to warm seats or to accelerate to their full potential, but the car maker is restricting that. And then they will only unlock it and let us use that feature if we are paying our monthly subscription.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It seems it's happening to a lot of the more premium car manufacturers as well, and certainly a bit of a trend emerging. But Ren, the question is why? Why isn't buying what are already pretty premium cars enough?
Yeah, so there's really two answers to this. The first is to do with the technology in the car. In the past few years, the amount of silicon, the amount of semiconductors, microchips in the car has greatly increased. They're now all internet connected and software enabled, which means a business model like this has become technically feasible. My 2006 Mazda 3 that I sold earlier this year couldn't download or unlock additional features over the internet, and it couldn't check if I'd been paying my monthly subscription. So the first answer to the question of why is because now they can. The second answer is the financial answer. The lifetime value of a car sold is a lot higher if Mercedes or BMW or whoever can get the upfront car payment and then collect 10, 20 years worth of monthly subscriptions for seat warmers and acceleration and high beams. This means more revenue in the door each year, a steadier stream of revenue each year, and it diversifies reliance away from selling a new model each year. And that's really important because electric cars don't have as many moving parts in the engine, they don't break down as frequently, and they should last longer than traditional internal combustion engine cars. So finding ways to create ongoing revenue streams should help car makers soften the blow of electric vehicles lasting longer and people not needing to buy new ones as frequently.
Well, the cynic in me, Ren, says that anything with electrical parts opens the door to planned obsolescence. So whilst
that is true.
So whilst your Tesla may be able to last a longer period of time than a traditional combustion engine, time will only tell. But you mentioned their revenue and you mentioned their upfront costs. The big question, I guess, for me is, will we see the upfront cost of a car reduced because I'm now going to be paying a monthly subscription ongoing?
Bryce, you know the answer to this.
No.
No.
Which is even more annoying because now I know I'm going to be paying a monthly cost for a depreciating asset.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
Yes.
And it's not just that cars aren't getting cheaper. They're in fact getting more expensive.
If you're in search of a new car, buckle up for sticker shock.
Sam Abelsmud, an analyst at Guidehouse Insights, which is an industry consulting firm, noted that cars are more expensive than ever right now, with the average car price for a new car breaking $48,000 for the first time ever this year.
Wow. Well, Ren, so many questions still on my mind. It's enough to get your blood boiling. I feel like you're at about 100 degrees right now. So let's take a break and then talk about the future of this trend.
Cool fact,
A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jump in my car. Welcome back to The Dive. A reminder to subscribe wherever you are listening. Today, we're talking about the trend of monthly subscriptions in luxury cars. We want to turn to the future of this trend, but first, Ren, I've got to ask, how have people responded to this? I mean, surely people out there are kicking up a stink that they've got to pay for safety features, warm seats, faster acceleration.
Yeah, they are. And judging by our Instagram posts, because we've done a couple on this topic, if you're not following, at The Dive Business News, judging by the response, it's not popular. Earlier this year, Cox Automotive did a survey of people intending to buy a new car over the next 2 years. 25% said they'd be willing to pay a monthly or annual fee to unlock a new feature in their vehicle. So 3/4 basically said no. Of the 25% that would pay for a subscription, you can really bucket what they'd be willing to pay for into 3 buckets. The first, vehicle performance features like extra torque or horsepower like Mercedes advanced acceleration.
So silly.
The second bucket, creature comfort. Heated or cooled seats, heated steering wheels, like the BMW heated seats we've been speaking about.
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
Both buckets I wouldn't be paying for at this stage.
Okay. The third bucket, and the bucket that has got my blood steaming hot, safety features like lane keep assist or automatic emergency braking. Can we just say that making customers pay for extra safety features that are already in the car, that's messed up.
It is messed up, Ren. You can say that.
Now, look, it's not only us that are getting hot about this issue. Legislators in New Jersey are considering a ban on automakers charging subscription fees for new features where the hardware is already installed in the vehicle.
All right, Ren. Well, let's turn to the other side of this debate, though, because there is an argument that you could say it makes sense for some car owners.
Yeah, to be fair, there is another side of this debate, and it is that you only pay for what you need. For instance, heated seats would likely not get used in the summer, so you could cancel your monthly subscription, and then when winter rolls around, you pay for it. Likewise, maybe adaptive cruise control would see less use in the city, so you don't pay for that during the normal course of the year when you're just doing the school run and driving to work, but then when you go on your holidays at the end of the year, you pay for it for a month. It also, I guess, lets you test drive some features for a few bucks, and then you can decide if you want to keep the subscription or get rid of it. But I think this argument falls down because it's not like you're only paying for what you need and you save money if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Because this is all
additional.
Yeah.
And you'd be absolutely peaking if you'd paid for premium windscreen wiper access and your payment details weren't updated and it didn't fire.
Well, imagine if they get to the point where it's like you get 25 windscreen wipes free each month and then you have to pay for an additional package.
I can see that. Yeah, maximum volume on the stereo systems. I can see this going too far. It's going too far, but Ren, what does the future look like? Where can this go?
There's going to be more of this. Now that the technology has there, because that's the big unlock, the technology is there. It makes too much financial sense not to keep doing this.
Yeah, but let me just jump in there, Ren. What about the flip side for car companies that don't currently have it? Is this a competitive advantage for them to say, hey, Toyota Yaris, we don't have subscription features. It's all in, baby.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. There's an argument to say that you could really advertise that like $20,000 drive away means drive away, no more to pay. Like you could see a marketing campaign working there. But over time, Mazda, if they're doing it, and Toyota, they're not. Mazda are just going to have more revenue. They're going to be able to invest more. They're going to be able to spend more. It's going to make too much financial sense not to do this.
This is going to be a classic case of what happened to Apple, how their revenue mix has changed from hardware only to now subscription services, and you can start to see these car manufacturers doing the same.
But Bryce, you asked about the future of this industry. Most car makers keep pretty quiet about this. Sure, they're testing it and they're charging people, but they don't really like to talk about it. General Motors have been quite public about their ambitions, so let's use them as a case study.
Ultifi is GM's software platform that will usher in a new era of software-defined vehicle experiences and services.
So GM has approximately 16 million cars on the road in America at the moment, about a quarter of which include features for which customers are paying subscriptions for. Alan Wexler, Senior Vice President of Innovation and Growth at GM, has recently said, quote, "Our research indicates that with the right mix of compelling offerings, customers are willing to spend $135 per month on average for products and services." Now, last year, General Motors said it earned over $2 billion in-car subscription service revenue. By the end of the decade, GM expects that to grow to $25 billion a year, which essentially makes them as big as Netflix. Netflix makes $30 billion in subscription revenue a year, and it makes them twice the size of Spotify, who earn $12 billion in revenue a year.
Wow, that is truly fascinating. And if it does play out, as I said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the share price for some of these companies. So, Ren, the second question regarding the future then is, will it get to a point where there's no upfront cost and everything is just an add-on subscription?
So, I mean, we should be clear, we have car subscriptions today. It's called leases.
Go get.
Well, no, but you can lease a Mercedes or a BMW.
Yeah.
A number of automakers thought they would put a little bit of a tweak on that model, and that they would charge people a monthly fee to access a variety of different models as an alternative to owning a car or leasing one particular car. So rather than leasing a, what are you driving these days? BMW i3?
In my dreams, yeah.
You subscribe to BMW as an automaker and you get access to all of their cars.
This weekend I need an SUV, next weekend I need a sports car.
Yeah. Turns out that people weren't really into that model. Ford, BMW, Cadillac, and Mercedes have all pulled the plug on their vehicle subscription services.
I imagine the administration of that from the person who's leasing the car would be incredibly frustrating, constantly having to go to the dealership to return the car. But Ren, finally, we've been talking about cars a lot today, but are we going to see this trend of subscriptions go beyond Spotify and the media that we're consuming and cars into other aspects of our life?
Yeah, we wanted to include this question to close it out because it just gives you an insight into the dystopian nightmare that appliance makers might be cooking up for us. Because this key unlock that we've been speaking about here, the technology, the silicon in cars that allows them to have software installed and be internet enabled, it's not just limited to cars. We've seen the Internet of Things roll out across appliances and so many other products that we see in our homes. We've got internet-enabled fridges and ovens and microwaves and toasters and the rest. You got an app for your toaster yet?
No.
It's coming. But that makes us think what the future could look like. A fridge where you have an ice machine installed, but you got to pay a monthly subscription to be able to use it. Washing machine, you want to use Spin Cycle? Have you paid your $8 a month?
Toaster. That's just a laundromat.
Toaster, if you want toast assisted technology, if you want the perfect cook technology, you got to pay your subscription. Microwave, you want to use defrost mode? Ovens, maybe if you want a clear screen.
Oh my God. Well, let's hope that this dystopian nightmare doesn't eventuate. But the final question I have, Ren, is what does this mean? Remember the days where you could jailbreak your iPhone?
What does
this mean for those that have the ability to code and understand what's going on under the hood? Are our cars going to be able to be hacked? Could this be overridden?
Well, Bryce, we don't encourage people stealing from their car making overlords here. But I would say if you were to Google jailbreak Tesla, there are definitely people that have done
that. Nice. Well, let's leave it there. Let's just leave that as a thought starter. If you have enjoyed this episode, please tell a friend about it. It is really the best way for our podcast to grow. And if you've just joined us, a massive welcome. Make sure you go and check our back catalogue. And Ren, particularly interested in the investment outcomes for some of these companies. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at The Dive Business News. You can contact us by email, thedive@equitymates.com, and you subscribe subscribe wherever you're listening right now so you never miss an episode. But Ren, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Bryce.
Until next time.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.